AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good luck, everybody. Leave it on the field. We're going to regionals. So horny. God, I'm so randy.
Oh, Hannah's so horny right now.
Hannah's so horny. I've never seen so much dry humping.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
And her move, the straddle.
She's a straddler. She's not mad at getting straddled. How's your audio? How's your sound?
It's sounding real nice over here.
Are you feeling real randy?
Smooth Jane.
Welcome to my sauna. I've got some Latvians outside in a white head cap and with some sage. They're going to brush your buttocks and get massaged. Oh, my God.
Brush your buttocks.
Hello, my name is Arda Marine. Welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose for two reasons. Number one, they almost lost me last week on the worst episode of television of all time, but they're fucking back. They're back. Thank God.
So much to unload.
Oh my God. Yeah. So much to load. We've got so much load to unload. And I want to just thank our fans because they heard I'm an upbeat gal. I'm a glass half full gal. And I kept saying, what the hell is this? And somebody emailed me that apparently there was one less episode of Paradise this year, so the producers came to them after the fact and were like, we need you to stretch it and give us an extra episode. So that's what that bullshit episode was just filler.
Filler.
I mean, thank God. Number two, the reason this is a very special episode, it is raining men in my garage, you guys. My upholstered garage. I mean, what is your flavor? I don't know, but I think we've got one for everybody because this is the best looking. I don't want to say I'm putting together my own hot boy band, but I might be. Let's start our introductions. To my right is my new best friend, is the person that I'm going to apply to be on Amazing Race with. Uh-huh. We'll talk about in a second. I think he's best known for going wallpaper shopping with me, but let's give him an introduction, please. It's tearing up my heart to part with you. But when we are apart, I feel it too.
I made you a new intro.
And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. If I part with or without you, Lance Bass.
Oh, it goes on.
Came to my garage. I showed you wallpaper. We had some time. We went for salad. And your husband's so handsome. I find you so delightful. I wish we tore together. I know you're hanging out with Ariana Grande at fancy Coachella times. But maybe I'm maybe like the Beyonce of comedy. Like I'm Ardante. I'm your lady. I'm Ardante, your lady. Let's be.
That's a really long intro.
I think you got it all in.
And good night. Well, that's the show. You guys.
That's all the time
I'm
we
sorry,
have.
That was such a long podcast. That's the longest intro.
You're the best.
By the way, I did one for Wells. How long is Wells's?
It was like a minute 30.
He hasn't said yes to coming onto the podcast. But I have one waiting, and it's a minute and 30.
I can get you Wells.
Oh, my God. Well, he's done it before, but now he has his own wrap-up. Lance Bass. Hello. Welcome, Lance Bass.
Good to be back.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. I already liked you, and we just hung out in Atlanta.
We sure did for a long time.
And one of the guys on the show, Chris Gorman, and I kept asking if we could open for you on tour with a magic act.
Yes. Well, I said it's no longer the triple threat.
Yeah.
It needs to go beyond that.
Right.
It's the quadruple threat. Yes. And we have to throw in some magic. Now.
We've never done magic, but we're willing to do the first time I get cut in half. We'll be on tour with
I can't wait. The first and last. We'll see you cutting out.
The first and last. Uh-huh. The first and last.
Especially if Chris is doing it.
I mean, true story, because he's real cute, but I don't know if he'll just be like smiling out to the audience. Mm. And then I'm just going to say a real quick thing, and then we'll get on with our incredibly lengthy intro section. We laughed so hard in Atlanta, and I'm not going to name names, but there was a woman that was maybe in the background. We had a lot of beauty queens around, and we became obsessed with this background performer.
We might have Instagram stalked her.
So we Instagram stalked her, and then Debbie Ryan, Rookie of the Year, also Instagram stalked her, and then texted us that she accidentally liked a bikini shot.
Oh, like,
one of the extras.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And you know they got that notification immediately.
Oh, sure.
Why is Debbie Ryan liking my... Like
the accidental like.
It was like
amazing.
4 years old bikini shot that she accidentally liked.
Oh, yeah, this is
liked.
Literally like 4 years ago.
Oh, my God.
The shot she liked.
She went deep.
Yeah, she went deep.
We all went deep. We'll show you photos later. It's spectacular.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay. We have a man here. We have a man on my left. He was a boy, and now he's a man, and he's adorable. And he just gave me a purse, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play his intro now.
Michael Provost. He's a teen dream from here to Brazil and also Malaysia. Michael Provost, you are my friend and you're coming to my house to talk about The Bachelorette, which you don't really watch, but we like you anyway. You're my friend, Michael Provost. Hi!
What a bop! Yes.
Did you love that?
And in the rhyming, rhyming couplets.
Thank you so much. I worked really hard.
Is that scan? Is it?
You know what it is? It's like I just get in the zone. I take a lot of like angel dust and I just go. I just jam on my Casio and I see what happens.
It's a yes for me. You're getting a golden ticket.
Oh my God!
You're going to Hollywood.
Okay, Michael Provost. If you guys don't know him, he's my teen boyfriend, star-crossed lovers on Insatiable. I went to prison because he might not have been old enough, but in real life, he's 21, guys.
Mm-hmm. So it's legal.
So it's legal. Michael, you're such a delight.
Thank you.
Look, I don't want to freak out Lance, so this might freak you out, but I'm going to say this is the only podcast about grief in The Bachelor. This is a reality. This is the only podcast about grief in The Bachelor. This guy, can I just say, fucking life happened this year. JJ Marine, her party, she took it to the sky. And this guy showed up at my house and he made me a lasagna. And he said, I didn't know what to say to you. And I remembered when I was a kid and in the town, my mom would make people lasagnas when somebody passed away. Aww. And I was like, well, what'd you do last night, Michael? He was like, I made you your lasagna. He borrowed her pan. You went on YouTube. You'd never made a lasagna. And you made me lasagna. Mm-hmm. I want you to know, no rain shall fall for you.
Thank you.
Like forever. You're in literally forever into my garage. Forever. You're a nice person.
That's beautiful.
I'm trying.
Isn't that nice?
I'm stealing that too, by the way.
By the way, can I just say,
lots of lasagnas
really good. By the way, just go to Gelson's, put it in a nice pan, say you made a lasagna. Ding dong. I mean, truly, like, we were saying that we could raise like $58,000 to send you to somebody's house having made a lasagna. But you're a very nice person and it meant a lot to me.
Words are not enough at times.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
That was apparent in this last episode.
You know what?
Just
you were correct.
It all back.
You were correct.
Back.
You know what? That's good. Lighten them. I appreciate that. And and that's, to me, the gift of this podcast has been to get to know people more, and it makes me so happy. And but with the reality of life, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Arden.
Okay, across from me, I mean, this guy. What? Such a handsome hair situation right now. I followed you online. I feel like there's been a journey with the hair. The hair's looking really good. The color looks good. The cut looks good. You might know him as God on Insatiable. No, not Insatiable. You know what I mean. God on Supernatural. Let's just play his song.
Meow, meow.
Robbie's on a vacation far away.
Meow, yeah.
Come around and talk it over.
It's my cat's mind. My cat's mind.
So many things I want to say. You know I like my Bachelor of the Year a little bit older. I'll just really use your love tonight.
Do you love it?
I don't want to lose your love. Rob Benedict tonight.
That's right.
It's amazing. And I love it. Like, the cats are mixed a little hot.
Yeah.
But I like that. I like that as a choice.
No, there's, I mean, there's literally no talent. There's no, it's just all gut feeling. You know what I mean? It's
that's
like
officially
fucking
my new alarm clock.
That would wake anybody up.
That is going to wake me up every morning.
I like my bachelor's a little bit older. I think that's it.
Come on.
A really good
that's
line.
Right. I do. Rob Benedict, always a pleasure. I missed you. It's
missed
so
you.
Nice to see you in
this
person.
Some, yeah.
Oh, back! Tana, Katie, you look fucking great.
Thank you.
Everybody's bringing their sexy A game. How's your tummy, Katie? Good?
It's good.
You got that Topo Chico rocking?
Yeah, I had some heartburn. I needed some fizzy water. Yeah.
Well, everybody, here we go.
Let's do it. Let's get in there.
This episode's not going to break down itself. Here we go. Thank God. What a great episode. Now, Michael, you don't watch the show, but you watched it last night. Overall impression, in or out?
I'm in.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just start talking. I mean, let's just pretend 2 weeks ago didn't happen. I fucking loved last night. You don't like Hannah.
I've wanted to like her.
Great.
I've been waiting. Producers are really good at making people likable. It's every episode makes me dislike her even more.
Because she keeps picking Luke?
That damn – I mean, okay, we all know you want to screw him, right?
Obviously,
I mean, but
yeah.
There's a point where you have to, like, respect yourself
right.
and say goodbye.
Yeah.
And right now, she is not a good example for women
I agree with you.
Yeah, but it's we've all been there.
We have all been – I mean, that's the thing we have.
I know, but – I mean,
we've all been there. We've all dated people that – people hated, and they just jangle your chemicals for whatever
reason.
That
really is what it comes down to, right?
Yeah.
She just –
he jangles her – he rings her bell.
Mm-hmm. And then, she's just hanging on. I love when he's like, and I want you to keep fighting for me.
Oh, my God.
It's the Bachelorette. It shouldn't be she has to fight for you.
No, and literally, they've never been on track. When he's like, we're back on track, she's like, are we? Like, they've never been on track.
I'm not like Mr. Relationship advice, but like, it seems to me that if early on you're fighting all the time, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Red flag.
They should just bone, like, she should just pull a Caitlin and Nick bone, get it over with. Anna, you said, now you haven't been here for a couple weeks, mm-hmm. and you said you had a lot of thoughts about this season. Anna, go.
I don't even think they need to bone. She just needs to dry hump him and then, you know,
she's good
get
at that.
That out.
Yeah, she's very good at that.
As mm-hmm. soon as she, like, orgasms, then she'll be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she wants to go to the bone zone with him, though.
Yeah, also,
I think it's more than that.
I stalked his Instagram. And,
tell me.
Oh, God. He does not deserve the 150K followers that he has. It's just not interesting enough. He's mm-hmm. only doing CrossFit, but not even in, like, an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, come on, stylize this a little.
Side note, how much do we all love Luke? No, we all love Tyler.
Oh, my God.
Tyler's got his Instagram game is good. He's got, like, he's got a charity that he's working with that brings kids to, where is it, like, cooking things? What is it, Katie?
We like that.
It's he takes like homeless kids to different restaurants.
I mean, there we go.
That's nice.
Okay, so we're back. We're in Latvia, and she goes. Oh, by the way, also I know we discussed this last week on the podcast, but I really went more deep diving. Jed fully had a girlfriend.
Yeah, what's
right
up with
until
that?
The night before,
he did?
There was like texts of him saying "I love you." He was saying, "I'm going to go on and get a record deal," but like there was like he spent the night with her the night before.
Yeah, he took her to the Bahamas and said, "I love you."
That's so disappointing. I was.
I know.
On Team Jed.
Yeah, he was kind of my number one. Yeah.
I know. I thought he was it. Like,
well,
he
knowing
might...
her, I mean, he's still going to make top three.
Yeah,
exactly.
She don't care. Again, she just wants to bone.
Yeah, she wants.
I love. She was like, "Let's get this guitar out of the way."
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna mount you,
dude. Right. She's. I love how randy she is. So we're in Latvia, and she's like, "Hopefully, we can turn things around in Latvia." We're in Riga, and I'm in a church, and I want to turn everything. We also notice she says everything with a K. Everything around. I want a man that fights for me, who goes on adventures with me, and makes me feel loved, and then. The guys will have to run into a weird hostel, and they couldn't even fake being like, oh, Riga. Like, they're like, oh, this is our hotel. Like, they had to jump on their twin beds, bummed out, but they had to do it.
Yep.
And stand on a bridge and go, Hannah. Would you do that? You would do well in The Bachelorette. I think you would probably win.
Well, no, he'd become the next Bachelor.
You'd be the Bachelor.
Easily.
With that lasagna, come on.
Do
Bachelor.
I have to lose to become
the Bachelor? Yeah, but you want to lose. You want to be like number three.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You get really close. And then she breaks your heart, but then you bounce back.
And everybody falls for you. And then
but
you
producers
become the next
have
bachelor.
Already kind of told you yeah. by then, so you're good.
That's a long con, and I like
yeah.
a long con.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
I bet you would succeed for sure. And I also feel like Debbie would also win if Debbie had gone. Like, but the two of you, I think, would do well if you'd gone in there, and you would be the bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, agreed.
100%.
Now, is Debbie still into her? Because, I mean, I know she started falling in love with her. It's still two episodes
yeah,
more in. She's
yeah,
still into it?
She's still into it. Oh, she gets Debbie. Mad at her, but she...
Debbie.
She's still into it. She hasn't seen last night yet because she went jet skiing last night in Michigan.
As that goes.
Yeah. As she goes. Okay, so then she's like, Luke is frustrating for me. I've had a lot I wanted to lay on the table. And then he was like, I was frustrated. Guys, that was a hard rosary for me. Like, I didn't get this. It's like, dude, it fucking blew up because you always blow it up,
yeah.
man.
Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Yeah, stay in your lane, guys.
The stay in your lane metaphor, which is getting way out of control. He's like, I was driving in.
Oh my god!
So I'm in a truck,
and he actually acted it out. He acted it out. He had his hand on the steering wheel, and I looked over, and then there's your. And then he actually said the phrase, "Don't text and drive."
Oh my god, I missed
he
that.
He said, he goes, yeah, don't text and drive. And I'm like,
what?
Because they said, what happens if you turn to the left? You're going to get into a crash.
Yeah, you're gonna swerve.
And then he goes, yeah, don't text and drive. Uh-huh. I'm staying in my lane.
But it was like a solid yellow line. And I couldn't, you can't.
Rob, stay in your lane. Rob, are you in my lane right now? Because I feel like you're in my lane.
Well, I mean, it's one way street. What?
But I feel like you're coming into my lane right now. And that's really scary for me. They put a little stool outside the door to leave the note, and it's like, Garrett, can I trust our own love? So they go to the Woods of Latvia, and she's like, I'm all in. Today, Garrett and I are going to take a big leap for love, and then
out.
I mean,
oh, no.
Oh, the naked bungee jumpers. Gunt and Christian. It's awesome. That's what they said. I loved it.
I have a question.
And then walked away.
Were they drunk or just Latvian?
I think they're just Latvian.
Okay. Yeah. It was so confusing. Like, they're like, oh.
I know.
I mean, they
like,
do shoot vodka.
Is hanging everywhere
they go. And also, they were freezing cold, like naked in the freezing cold.
It was snowing.
Just jumped.
Give them hats. Like, supply a beanie.
Nothing.
It looks so
I know.
Cold.
It was so cold. Yeah. Well, okay. So one of our fans, I was reading all the tweets, Cheyenne Constant looked it up. It is a thing that people do naked bungee jump as couples there.
Huh. I wish my Latvian grandma was still alive. I would ask her so many questions.
Oh, my God. Like, you could go naked bungee jumping with her.
What?
You could go naked bungee jumping.
I could have. That would have been very weird.
Grandmother. She went up and naked bungee jumped in gigantic dangly earrings. Did anybody notice that?
And they didn't fall out.
And I was like, those are going to rip your earlobe.
Also, she made an Instagram video saying she was wearing underwear the whole time.
I think she was wearing
a thong. You could tell. And he had boxers on. You could see he had like
they definitely
silk
were
boxers on.
I felt bad. Had a thong on maybe.
I felt badly for him that like no guy wants to be freezing.
Dude,
no.
Freezing. No. And like
shrinkage.
Wet.
Yeah. You got this shrinkage problem.
Your dick goes up like. In,
not only
like
is it cold, but you're scared. So
you're
that's
scared.
Two strikes
yeah,
against you.
Yeah, you're scared.
And he had some back knee pretty bad.
Yeah. Did he? I didn't see that.
His back
also,
was not
like,
in good shape.
Harness to bare skin?
Yes.
I feel like.
I was like,
you can always say no.
Get
I kept thinking like, about. I kept thinking about.
Yeah.
Like. Look, I feel comfortable in my own skin, but, like, my boobs are cuter in a bra. They're real, you know? So, like, I don't want them, like, coming over a harness. Then, like, you're like, oh, like, where are you at in, like, the wax cycle? You know what I mean? Like, you're out and about. Like, what? Like, I don't want to be buck naked in front of the sound guy. Like,
I'm sure she's maintained all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when you're dry humping.
Yeah, when you're like married, and it's like, we're just like, whatever.
And when you're wearing dresses that are like, but have no like ability to have underwear in them. Like,
She has to be maintained 24/7.
She
sleeps in weight.
True,
because
she thinks Luke P is going to come in any second.
And Jesus, shower Jesus. Here's what you need to know about Luke P. He used to bone all the time in college, and then Jesus found him in the shower.
In the shower?
Shower Jesus found him in the shower and told him that he needed to, like...
Shower Jesus.
Shower Jesus found Luke in the shower and told him to, like, slow his bone roll.
Yeah, so dumb.
Jesus.
And now he's waiting for marriage, I think, before sex.
Oh,
is
yeah.
He, is he a born again virgin?
He feels like it.
Has to be after
that. His vibe is like really.
He's got crazy eyes.
Okay, let's. You've never seen him before. He's got like shark dead eyes.
Mm. But have you noticed his pupils are so dilated?
Yeah. What do you think that is?
He's on some steroids. No, I think that's meds. I think that's, you know, bipolar or something, whatever.
Oh.
So like, and you can tell. He snaps. So, his pupils are so big.
I think he's also on steroids. Though.
Well, that too, maybe. Yeah,
which is also probably why he's not having sex, because his dick doesn't work.
Yeah. Yes, and his eyebrows. He has a strong eyebrow. He has a strong eyebrow game.
He does. We talked mad shit about him. Arden was afraid that he would like come after us, and I was like, "Come after me! I don't fucking care."
She has a pit bull. I have a cat with thumbs. I don't want him to come kill me. I'm not gonna win. Katie's tougher than I am. Don't kill me.
I have a rule.
Talk to me.
Be nice to the crazies, because when they snap, and they will snap,
they'll
spare you.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's one you want to be nice to.
But although you don't want to get too close to a crazy, because they'll hold you crazy hostage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like it'll be like a time goblin will come suck your time and like pick your, ask for your advice and then like drain you and then do whatever they want anyway.
That's what it feels like with Hannah and Luke.
Yes. I mean, yes.
She is definitely into someone caring about her that much.
Yes.
But that caring is crazy. And it's also arrogant. Like it's kind of filled with, this is all about me. My lane is the only lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When that man is swerving.
Yes.
All over the world.
He actually acted out the swerving.
He mimed a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Now, you're 21. Is that right?
Correct.
Do you know crazy guys like Luke? Have you dealt with crazy guys like Luke?
No.
Yeah. That's good.
It's just unhealthy.
I dated a Luke.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Same type. I mean, says the same thing. It's a narcissism disorder.
Okay. Yeah,
for sure. Complete narcissism.
Exactly.
They say the same things.
Is that gaslighting? Like when he's like, I didn't say that. That's gaslighting.
Yes.
It's so when he when she says to him like, hey, I didn't like that you shamed me. And he's like, I didn't say that. Yes. She's like, I just rewatched it with Chris Harrison.
I'm sorry you misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he believes
what he says.
Absolutely emotional abuse. 100% emotional abuse.
I did it again like that.
I mean, first of all, it's hard to see it. It's hard to see it when you're in it.
Yeah.
Also, she's 24.
Yeah.
And I don't think she hasn't dated a lot of guys. She might not have experience. But yeah, he's gaslighting her, and it's emotional abuse, 100%.
It's hard to watch.
It is.
It's hard to watch. Yeah. And it is bad. It's a bad example for young ladies out there.
It's true, but I hope they're looking at that being like, okay, that's a bad example.
That's the thing. It's true. When you see it in somebody else, because when you're stuck in it yourself, you're like,
nah. Yeah, you can't see it.
Yeah,
true. But then when you see it in somebody else, you're like, girl, this guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then they go, they drive by, it's snowing. She's like, I am freaking the frick out. She was a good sport. They jumped off. She was a good sport. I thought it actually looked fun.
Took the bra off.
She took the bra off. I thought I was happy for her. It seemed fun.
Yeah.
Would you do that, Rob?
I'd take my bra off.
Would you take your bra off? I'd like you to take your bra off today, Rob. Is that inappropriate?
Right now? Are we doing this right now?
Hashtag she too.
They're on the floor.
I'm Coco from Fame.
Yeah, Coco. Take off your vest. Take off your vest, Coco.
Yes, I would. I would.
So then they did it.
Find somebody to do it with me.
They had champagne. I will. For sure will. Mittens will. There was champagne, and then her bra was in the river for no reason.
Why did that happen?
They threw it off the tram. I don't know who threw it. You saw it like fly through the air.
I missed that.
The tram was taken off. They're like, fuck this.
I love all the people watching, all the like horny villagers watching the nude.
Yes.
I mean, I would. Oh, I 100% would.
See, that was the most entertainment they had in years.
In Latvia, a bra in the river means.
Side note, where is Peter's grandmother from? What language was that?
That was Spanish.
Spanish.
It was absolutely Spanish. Okay. I started looking at his Instagram to like look at his family to be like, are
is
any of them Latino?
Spanish?
He must be like part.
Maybe she
is. It was raised in LA though, so not hard to like learn Spanish.
Great accent,
it was good
though.
Spanish.
But like, why would she, if he wasn't Spanish, why would his grandmother say it to him?
I think his mom looks like she could be like half Latino.
There must be something in that lineage.
I mean, I think he's going to hometown, so I think we'll find out.
Great. Okay.
Actually Latvian.
Okay. So they didn't flinch. So then she's like, and then she said to him, I do have a nice booty, which I enjoyed. And then he says, it's good to see you smile. It tugged at my heart. It taught me a lesson to only be focusing on you. And they had a really nice date, she and Garrett. That's the problem. She has these nice dates with these good guys, but they don't stand a chance with Jackass lurking around.
They're not in the boning zone.
Because she is so chemically blinded that nobody stands a chance because she's so distracted by her desire for...
Because when she first saw him... it was love at first sight, and she's trying to force this to happen because she has to trust her feelings and prove herself right.
He said that to her. He said at the drag show, he said, I love you so early on, and he like imprinted on her like Twilight.
Yeah. And she loved it.
She put in their head this love story of like, oh, when we look back at this, I want to, that moment, the moment I saw you is when we fell in love, and she wants to make this happen.
Yeah, she does.
Again,
it's hard to watch.
An inexperienced 24-year-old. She's had like, didn't she say she's only had like one serious boyfriend?
Yes, but I want to say we have a 21-year-old here who is way wiser, so we can't even just blame it on age. Well, this guy, I think, is a wise soul.
I'm going to officially hop on the Peter train right now. I feel like if anyone can step up to the evil that is Luke, it's Peter. Well, it got to the point where she was quoting Star Wars at the Rose Ceremony. She said something like... there's good inside of you, Luke.
Yes.
I did not pick
so
that
if,
up.
So if anyone's stepping up, it's the Apostle Peter, and he's going to take this good for nothing.
Shower
Jesus-loving Luke. And
yes, Michael Provost.
Throw him out of the lane.
Bring him.
Shower Jesus.
Shower Jesus-loving Luke. Oh, my God. It's so good to see you guys. I like you guys. Okay. So then they go on the date. Garrett, they had a great date. They looked like a couple walking through the streets of Riga in her little pink coat. They had a really nice time. They were making out after dinner. Mm-hmm. He told her he was falling in love with her. Like, they had a really nice date, and still he won't make it to fantasy suite.
No, he's not.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The throwing out the I love you, is that common throughout the show? Is that
we're halfway through, so we're at about the part where people need to start throwing down if they want to stay.
They have to start saying they're falling in love, or that they're starting to see themselves. You have to start being like, I'm edging towards the word that makes you think.
Yes.
The first few seasons, it was always the second to the last episode when you heard those things before. Yeah. But now they're putting it in early.
Yeah.
And it used to be that the contestant, like the Bachelorette or the Bachelor, like couldn't say it.
And
then the past few years, they said it.
One person broke the rules. He got in trouble for it. It was Ben.
Yeah, Ben said it. And now they all kind of say it. Mm.
He said it to both JoJo and Lauren, and then he got in trouble.
But one thing that's also interesting is these people have probably spent 72 hours total with each other, if you add it all up, and they're all saying that they fall in love with each other. So, you know.
That's why we love the show.
It's the best part.
It's a great example.
But they do have great dates, though.
They
You go, you're doing fun things, you're adrenaline, you face death together, you have this romantic thing, you see fireworks. It's
you know what I was wondering? Do you hire a firework company? Is that something that you can pretty much do in any city?
Yeah, they'd have to, for sure.
The only thing you can't hire is a country singer to appear at every date and awkwardly sing to you as people clap at you.
Someone you've never heard of.
Tennille Arts. It's always Tennille Arts.
And then Tennille Arts.
Oh, my God. And now they have just Jed. Try to get his album out there.
Jed just wants to be on next season.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to win this season. I'll just try to get on next season as the artist.
But I mean, he did come out and tell her, I went on the show to...
It's weird. I appreciate that he said that, but then he didn't say, and I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, he has a girlfriend. Yeah.
Like, it's like he was upfront, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of told him myself, but not completely. So then she said, I looked down and she was talking about when she first saw the guys coming out, like the naked couple. I looked down and I saw his goods and I thought, oh, crap, that's a real ding dong. And then she said, it made me feel comfortable. And she said, you were confident and vulnerable. And he goes, you know, I'm out of my element. I still showed up. That's a big hurdle for me. And, you know, this is like a parable for life, you know, that we're on this little platform and we take a leap and we hang on and we just pray it works. I thought he really gave a good date. I really liked Garrett last night.
Yeah. He definitely grew on me.
Yeah.
I was not looking at him as a top three contender to
but
me.
But he's still not.
Yeah.
He was in our draft picks. He was all of our number one.
We pick from photos. Yeah. We don't pick from the show.
It's
so we pick from the bios. Yeah. But
they're all surface.
So we picked from guessing she would want a Southern guy. Mm-hmm. And he had a really cute photo. He had an extra good photo.
Yeah, and I think he even said something about Alabama, like Roll Tide.
We thought that like, we she like, would want to You Make Me Feel Like Home, which she said last night that he feels like home.
Yeah, yeah, but she did because he says, I'm from like a football family.
I know. But then he said, I hate football. And
he
said that
he chose golf over football.
Because he realized he hated football.
Did he say
hate? He did, I hate football.
I didn't think they had a ton of chemistry, though. No. Like, they weren't jangling like, they want to fuck.
Yeah, they didn't want to fuck.
Like, you know we're good for each other.
It
in the
looked
long
right.
Run.
You know what? If she met him in her hometown, she would be so psyched. But because she has like all these other suitors, it's like, I'm not going fucking banana pants for you.
Also, his hair's getting taller and taller.
I like that. I like it. I like a crazy hair.
There was like, I think it was like last week or 2 weeks ago, they all showed up and they all looked like they had just gotten haircuts.
Yeah.
So I think like the barber came through and just like,
I love it. He's got the beards trimmed. Like halfway through, it's like, all right, grooming time, guys. Yeah. How long is the shoe? Is it 3 months? 2 months.
I think it's like 2 months, maybe a little longer.
It's fast. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
When we go on Amazing Race.
So is this really happening?
Yeah, we are applying.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I fear. We know we're not going to win because I have a fear of heights. I can't speak any other languages.
And I'm not going to eat anything.
I'm not that strong.
So we're going in losing.
I'm fairly slow. But I'm really good at puzzles. I'm like very good at like the game. Like I could go in and learn the dance. I could figure out the puzzle stuff. We're charming.
Yeah, we're gonna win on our charm.
Yeah. Oh my god, you're gonna be hilarious.
I feel like we could. So I figure if we made it, say we made it even 8 days, that's probably 4 episodes.
Yeah. That's a good
like
run.
If we go, I feel like we could make it 4 episodes. Yeah. We certainly aren't going to win, but
we could win Miss Congeniality.
If we, we did win, could we throw the biggest party ever with our winnings?
We're just going to blow. How much do you win?
$1 million.
No, really?
Yes.
Oh. After taxes, it's.
Oh,
like,
should we split it? Okay, so we split it, and then it's after. Oh, do we?
I can't wait.
Maybe we should really try then.
Yeah. I can't wait for the host with his weird accent to say your name.
Phil.
Arden and Lance, you are. Are the sixth.
Arden and Lance, you are eliminated. But we thought you were entertaining. So
we'll make it to the pad, but we would have forgotten one clue.
Like, Arden,
number one. Okay.
At the roadblock, you cheated. And
exactly.
You kept showing your leg to passerbyers and begging to eat. You know, also, I have to use the bathroom too much, so I've thought this out. I will wear an adult diaper on
stage. Wait, here's the problem. Can you drive stick?
Yes.
Okay, great. We're winning.
I can't speak. Can you speak Spanish?
Oh, un poco.
Oh, gracias. A la farmacia, por favor. Mi amor.
Oh, okay. I'm covered on our Russian and German. But
really? Spanish, yeah. Oh, I could kind of do French.
Yeah.
Oui, la valise est sur la table.
Oh.
Where's the suitcase? It's on the table.
Oh. All right,
what do you think of this? Do you think we should, how far do you think we'll make it, Michael? You know us pretty well.
I'd give you 5 episodes.
Okay. Wow.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's like 10 to 11 days.
Oh.
There's a lot of charm. There's a lot of charm between the two of you.
It might wear thin on some people. I am excited to go on. I have a fear of heights. I'm claustrophobic. I'm weak.
Look, I can do the heights easy.
My legs
jump
are really
anything.
Strong. My legs are really strong.
Karaoke.
I would do the bungee jumping shit. Like, I could do the bungee jumping. Mm-hmm. I could do, like, a luge, you know. I don't want to go in a crevice. I don't want to go. I don't want to scuba dive. I don't want to go under something.
I can do the scuba dive. Great. I can do all that. You just have to eat the balls.
I'll eat it. I'll throw up, but I'll eat it.
I have never watched the show.
I'll eat it. I'm going to pee my pants on TV because I will wear an adult diaper because that alone will stop us. Also, I feel like just dealing with customs. I don't know.
It
stresses me out.
I've watched this, and I'm trying so hard to figure it out.
It's so fun. It's like an around-the-world scavenger hunt, and you're like trying to –
What's the old movie? It's the –
Around the rat race?
Yeah, rat race. Yeah.
It's so fun. We are – what's the status? Is there any status?
We have not heard anything yet, but my peeps are on it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's great.
They would be ridiculous.
We'd have to come up with a fun team name. We'd have to make matching outfits every day. Yeah. We'd have to wear matching headbands, knee socks, wrist guards.
They would keep you on just for the outfits.
What should we call our team? Razzle dazzle. I'll razzle your dazzle.
I don't know. We're kind of team fun.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
We'll
like that.
We'll see what is more marketable.
Team
Horny. Because I'm sure we're going to have
team
t-shirts
horny.
To
team
sell.
Horny.
After this.
Team horny. Okay. What do you think? What do you think, Rob?
I'm trying to think if there's like a.
Larden.
Larden. Larden. Oh my god, arts.
If there's
arts
a bit with
working
in sync, if there's an in sync bit,
oh, yeah, I gotta do some kind of like in sync pun.
God. Yeah,
we'll figure
that
one out.
Oh my god.
But yeah, but we gotta think merchandise. It's gotta fit.
Yeah,
on
we gotta make, we gotta merch yeah. it. We gotta. It's gotta fit on a tee. Yeah. I guess Team Horny's not it.
Team Batch Nation. You think they get upset if we talk about Batch
Nation? Batch Nation. Oh my God! It's mm-hmm. are they? Is it, no, they're CBS, aren't they? Are
yeah.
they?
Yeah, CBS. CBS yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, so I have to do Big Brother,
which airs tonight.
Ah!
The premiere.
Team Horny. Okay, here we go.
Can
Super
you
back.
Do a podcast of just Big Brother in the future?
Sure.
Because yeah, I'd love to come on that every day. Okay.
Okay. Great. I've never watched it.
Can you please watch it? I want to hear your opinion.
Just give me like a 2 second pitch on why I should watch it. What's the deal?
So it's the best social experiment on television.
Great.
They
love
put
it.
All these people in a house where they don't see one person, not a cameraman, not anyone.
Don't they live on CBS Radford lot?
They do.
Great.
CBS
love
Radford
it.
Cameras everywhere, and
love
one
it.
By one, in the 3 months that they're in there, they snap. One by one. And the whole time,
great.
All you're doing is playing this game. You don't get TV. You don't get to hear radio. It's just silent.
Great. Great.
For 3 months. It's horrible.
It's great. Silent?
But it's the best game ever. People
okay.
freak out.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. All great. Right.
I'm in.
Okay, great.
Result?
I'm in.
Result?
Okay. I'm in. This is amazing. We have to have sign this later, too. This is from Rob. Rob brought this for the thing I'm doing tonight. Okay, we're back. Okay. So then, okay, the Out of the Element, blah, 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 football family falling in love with you big time. And then Garrett feels like home, and she's like, guys, I went back. He told everybody, I'd never been on a roller coaster. I was so afraid. But she was all, go for it. So I went for it. And then they were naked. And then all of a sudden, the fuse was lit for Luke,
yeah.
who was like,
you saw that snap.
Skin on skin, my wife. Yeah. My wife. Skin on skin, purity of the marriage bed. Jesus, shower Jesus, save me now. Shower Jesus, calm me down. My wife. My wife. Okay.
And cue the shaming.
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
and I like how he didn't believe him. He's like, yeah, he lied. Like, what a lie.
Yeah.
Something's
yeah.
not
yeah. That didn't
yeah.
happen.
Yeah. That didn't
it's
happen.
It's not like it's all on tape.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then she tells them the next day, and he's like, it did happen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He goes,
no,
he
it's
told
like
the
that.
Truth.
What's the song that my married or where they got the 6 minute abs? Six? Not seven. Six or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, that was the snap he did.
Yeah.
Like,
he
saw
it. He couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
So then they go walking through the market on their group date. Moonshine, she's all in, and then she takes she like deep throats the largest pickle I have ever seen.
Every guy's like, woo! like,
hey
every
now!
Dude.
Woo!
She held its invisible balls and everything.
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that pickle was obscene, and she was totally drunk. Just
totally
fucking
drunk.
Deep throating that yeah. huge pickle. Mm-hmm.
I love when she gets drunk on these group dates. She's like, yeah. oh, cheese. I love cheese.
Yeah.
She's just dancing. She
yeah.
loves cheese.
She is one of those people, too, where she's like, she says, I'm crazy. And then the more watching the season, it's like, oh, she's really up and then really down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to tend to that, it's like an Al-Anon nightmare of like, who am I getting today, mommy? Who's it today? Like, are you in a good mood? Like, she's either feeling herself mm-hmm. or she's like, got to be cheered up, and she's like slamming doors and telling people to stay in their lane.
That's why I've always said her and Luke P are a perfect match. I kind of hope they end up together.
They'll both kill each other.
Yeah.
I'd
watch that reality show.
I am Tyler for Bachelor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Tyler.
Oh, we don't deserve him.
I mean, he's better than
he's
that.
He's amazing. And he's we need more Tylers in the world.
He's the best. Okay,
wait,
so
real quick about Tyler. Did you guys see the Q&A he did on Instagram where they're like, what book are you currently reading? And it was like a book about like Auschwitz. And I was like, who the fuck are you?
Who is
so
he?
Who
smart.
Who are you?
He's You're so smart.
Auschwitz?
Did you see the thing he did? He like wanted to encourage people to like get active. So he like had a meetup run in New York in
like
Central Park.
Hundreds of thirsty ladies showed up.
Hundreds of women showed up, and they're all just like, there's video of them just like running behind him with their phones out. Like, ah!
So he's auditioning to be the Bachelor.
You know what he is? He is. He's auditioning to be the Bachelor.
I mean, he could.
He should be.
He should be. Smart,
well, that's already been chosen. So.
And he respects women, and he's just like, yeah. Actually, I don't know if it has been chosen yet.
You don't think so?
I think they see what America responds.
We're going to see how
well
Cam does.
Yeah.
So then we have, they do the moonshine, they're arm wrestling, she's buzzed, she's feeling good. And then she's like, do you do you? And then he's like, can I talk to you for a second? So then he pulls her aside, crazy eyebrows on fire. And he's like, okay, things are good. I'm really good. Listen, you're not going to like this. It was crossing the line. Your body is your temple. And for you to expose it to anyone who isn't your husband, that's a slap in the face. And then he's like, I have a lot of answers that I need. He is just the worst. Mm-hmm. He's the worst.
He's like, we all do things that are stupid.
Yeah. I wanted. Like, yeah.
Boneheaded?
Yeah.
Boneheaded.
I wanted to invite you, introduce you to my family, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah. That was insane.
He's
like,
the worst.
What a fucking thing to say to somebody. To their face.
To their face.
To
he's
their
just
face.
Shaming.
I feel like he, every time he says anything, it's like the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. It's like if any friend of yours is around, be like, yeah, no, dude, don't.
Yeah, don't say
not
that.
Really how you yeah. should approach it.
And then
situation.
He tries to reset it and yeah. then say yeah. what you said.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretending that he originally said it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You misunderstood yeah, like, him.
Yeah. He repeats back.
Loud? No, it's fine.
Okay, great. I got air.
You might hear some outside noise, but
you guys,
charming.
You might hear some. We have a water
it's
fountain.
Charming.
We have charming, just like us when we get cut from the Amazing Race. No, he does. He repeats what people say. He has no accountability.
No, mm-hmm. None.
Thoughts, Michael Provost.
He's operating 3 inches in front of his own face. It's yeah. all stemming from his own thoughts, his own insecurities, as opposed to just recognizing that she's dealing with 9 other men,
yeah.
other personalities, and fielding all of that. And he's just showing her no respect in the situation. It's yeah. just kind of outrageous.
Are you
going
to keep watching?
No. I could feel as I was folding my laundry. I watched it this morning. I was folding my laundry this morning. I could feel my anxiety like raising as
yeah.
I was watching it.
Who do you think will win?
Peter. I am so team Apostle yeah. Peter, like that man. The man's got it. He's pilot a pilot.
He's yeah.
a
pilot.
Yeah.
He's like an actual pilot, too. Like
yeah. He flies for Delta.
And that's
Instagram.
Who you want. I mean,
yeah.
It's
also
free nice.
Travel.
Free travel.
Free travel.
Not there all the time.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
always going to miss each other.
Yes.
I think
that
it's like the perfect yeah, job for anyone to marry.
And he's like sweet and he seems really nice. Based
and
on
he's
his Instagram.
So into her.
He yeah. seems like a normal dude and he like really seems to get along with his family and like his family.
Apparently they have great sexual chemistry, although when I see him trying to be sexy,
oh my God.
It is so
oh my God.
Awkward.
I know. Yeah. He's always...
Yeah. He like pushed her.
I did not like that.
I didn't either. He pushed her. Because he pushed her.
Because so
he was the one who was so creepy with her yeah. on the pool table.
Yeah.
And
yes.
then when they got into the sauna... He's so horny, and he's like, he pushed her, and he was maneuvering her,
yeah.
and
yeah.
clearly he has this fantasy that he needs to act out.
Yeah. He watches a lot of porn, yeah. he's trying
exactly.
to, like, create
yeah.
scenes he's seeing.
Yeah!
That is exactly.
But he loves missionary porn.
Yes!
Like, that's his move.
Yes.
Just like, let me get on top of you.
Yeah!
So you had a dry hump.
Honestly, though, she doesn't seem not into it, though.
No,
like, she seems
yeah.
okay with it. But, yeah, I was thinking, I was like,
she's
he watches
such a horn dog
just,
right now.
Well,
she's
you're
like,
right. I do think when she keeps saying, I need to get to know him more, I think there's a little bit of like, all right, like, we've all had people that are a little too like, okay, you're clearly got something going on in your brain right now. Like, I think there's a part of her that's like, okay, why don't you ask me a question, bro?
Well, yeah, I think she had a moment where she was like, well, that's the thing. When he was going into Kiss, she was like telling her or him about herself, and he's like, that's so interesting. And then was trying to make out with her.
Pushing
like,
the top of her
yeah.
chest.
Like, even she, later on, I think when they're at their, like, I don't know, hangout after date thing, she was like, yeah, that's so interesting. So, like, tell me about yourself. Like, I think he was talking about being a pilot, as usual.
Yeah.
And she was trying to get more out of him.
Anything aside from I'm a pilot.
Yeah, and that's when he started talking in Spanish.
He was also in a PSA about don't text and drive.
Oh, he was?
He was in, one of our fans sent it to us. It was like he was like a teen actor.
I really like him, and I think he's a good guy. I think he just gets nervous, too. And I think he kind of thinks, this is what, you know, like, this is what
you're
I need to
it's
do.
It's porn. Yeah. It is porn.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Also, he says, but, I like that a lot, like Ari.
Ooh,
he goes, I like that. And it always makes
like
me think
that.
Of Ari.
Like hey, Rob, stay in your lane.
I like that.
Are you in my lane right now, Rob?
Don't text
I
and
am,
drive.
But you know
don't
what?
Don't text and drive.
You know what? I like
I know
that.
You from that PSA, right? Don't text and drive, right?
At Luke.
So then they go, okay, so then... She had her group date and then they go afterwards and he's like, and then after Luke shames her, Tyler C grabs her And she's like, you know, there was a moment when it shook me and you came in, you're wearing all white like an angel.
Yeah.
Like an angel. And you were all burning up. And that's what I want. Where'd that fighter come from? And before she could, she didn't even listen. She just leg-straddled
him.
She,
that's her move.
Yeah, she did to him what Peter did to her.
Yes, you're right.
Stop talking.
She pushed him down by the chest. Right. They all, she watched this porn then too.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have, so then Tyler C, we love it. He's like, there's so many aspects of Hannah that I just adore and I've wanted, and I just, I want to keep making you feel special. He's the best.
Yes.
Somebody really sent a photo clip of like the Tyler, like, he, and where Luke is like, I want to move mountains
sent you
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
I want to move mountains for you. And then Tyler is like, she has the ability to move mountains.
Yeah.
Difference.
That's exactly
because he
right.
respects women.
Well, even when he was like, let her go have fun and feel naked, let her have that experience.
He's like, I think it's great that she went for it.
Yeah.
And then Luke's
I love
like,
him.
I don't like when women go for it.
Yes, her body exactly. is
shower Jesus.
No, your place, woman.
Shower Jesus doesn't
says.
Like when women
have you
go
read the Bible?
Shower Jesus needs to come.
Go stand in that field.
So then Jed is meanwhile back at home just playing a song. I was took back before her skin being pressed. She's living Riga to the fullest.
Oh, God.
This was not when he went over. He's really making the most of his airtime. He's Tennille Artsing himself.
Yeah, he's like, and this one is called
My Old Girlfriend Back in there, Tennessee.
There was a point where I thought Riga was the city they're in, right?
Yeah,
Riga, Latvia.
But for a second, I thought that Riga was like a Latvian word that meant like, you know, living and life. Well, they were using it like that. That's that's what Riga is.
Yeah.
I noticed they said Latvia and Riga a lot. And I was wondering, I mean, I think like the tourism board like pays them to come there, probably gives them free
Michigan's
shit.
Michigan's for lovers.
And so I think they have to say things. And I think like a lot of people haven't heard of Latvia. And so they just kept saying, just say fucking Latvia. Yeah. Just say the name over and over again.
That was Riga. That Virginia episode. Virginia's for lovers.
They make
them
say
it's
this
like
shit.
We're here, like Virginia, because it's for lovers.
Yeah.
This is what I do with my free time, Michael. What do you think?
I love it. I love that train song, Meet Virginia.
Great. Oh, there
Big
you
fan.
Go. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm bummed to hear that James Taylor's a dick.
I mean,
different James Taylor.
Different James Taylor.
Different James Taylor.
Not the your
confusion is makes sense.
Yeah, he was also a singer songwriter, but he wasn't. I've
his name
seen
was
fire.
James Taylor.
He was on
got
the
a friend.
Yeah.
He was. He was also named James Taylor.
Yeah, it was real confusing.
And he's a singer songwriter. He decided to keep James Taylor.
Yeah, but I do like the idea of that James Taylor trying to go on and not be able to go
because he has an STD.
And that's the only thing that's keeping him up.
You know what he said?
Not the fact that he's 75.
You know what he said when he looked down at his junk? I see fire. I see rain.
I was wondering when someone was going to do it.
I've seen those syphilis billboards that look like lava flowing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Worst. It's really, syphilis has a lot of money. Okay, so then we have Luke P. Luke P was like, have you ever been cheated on? I had that feeling this morning. It's hard for me to rectify. Your body's your temple. Piss me off. Your bare skin. I'm looking for you to meet my family. It's a slap in the face. The worst. So
then, like, but I'll always forgive you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then he thinks he's going to get the rose.
So then she gets the date with Peter. Yeah, Tyler got the rose because he was like awesome. And she made me feel awesome today.
Yeah, yeah. And Luke was just like, I yelled at her for 5 minutes. Why didn't she give me the rose?
Yeah, I yelled at her into submission. Shower Jesus told me to yell at her until she gave me the rose. So then Peter got the rose and she's like, Peter's the guy you want to see pushing a stroller in the park. Latvian magic and the sacred place we call Beats. Pierce. We have Aya and somebody else in a flower crown. It's an intimate place where we go into the sauna. There's two souls and they have like a condom head giraffe. And then they were like, and then I loved her singing. And
her
then they go,
beautiful voice.
And then she goes, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank
and then
you.
She kept singing.
That was so hilarious.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Lance. Oh, it's still going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was really nice.
Thank you, Lance. Thank you. So then. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for that. that good. Thank you. Thank you.
That was nice. Good.
So then we have. I know you wanted to.
I'm done.
The sad thing is, I could do that all day. I could do that all day. So then they have. They had like they're burning the sage, and she spanked him with
she
the sage.
Him and he was like, no.
Yeah, no. And then she had to finger the water. You put three fingers deep in the water, and you're like, I wish for to embrace the road. And he's like, I wish to push you down in the sauna. I wish to reenact some porn I saw, so I'm pushing you down. It's like, you look so sexy, hot, with high
missionary up.
Yeah, yeah, you're a 10 on 10 on 10. You're sexy in the sauna. We got a physical connection. And he goes, if it works out, we are 100% getting a sauna at our place. That was so disgusting.
I don't think it was that hot because you wouldn't actively lay down in a sauna.
No, the last thing you want to do is get on top of someone.
But they were dripping in sweat.
I know.
That was weird.
By the way,
seasoning. They seasoned each other.
They did. That's right. They seasoned it. I thought that was Luke in the Coming Attractions. I'm sorry. I thought that was Tyler massaging her in the Coming Attractions, but it was Peter.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, you're a very special girl. And she says in response to that, you need to know I'm actually crazy. When somebody tells you they're crazy, they're crazy, boo. May I boop your nose?
Them. Boop.
Yeah, they're actually crazy.
Run away.
And then she goes, Peter makes me feel like a woman. There was a lot of makes me feel like a woman. And he's a man and I'm
Ever
a woman.
Ever since Padgett There's said he woman. Looked like a marionette doll. I can't get that out of my mind.
He does look
he
like a marionette.
He feels young to me now.
Mm. Well, I think he's baby-faced.
Yeah, he's very baby-faced.
He's hot. I'd hit it.
Ain't nothing wrong with a baby face.
I like Katie. I like Katie.
Katie, you're married with children. I mean, really.
How do your dogs feel about that, Katie? He goes, when it's go time with Peter, it's go time. Meaning he's going to push you down and awkwardly act out porn. He's got strength and confidence. And then he's like, and she's like, I'm the most introverted person in my family. He's like, I'm a spitfire. With the job, as long as I can, I don't have someone to share it with. We feel deeply for each other. It's been difficult for me to open up 100%, take my guards down. I've never felt so strongly. I really can say I'm falling for you.
And then it's that old bachelor thing. We're like, that's what all I needed was you to open up and be vulnerable with me.
Yeah. Everybody wants to gather the I love yous, like little like rubies for their sack.
And that got him the rose.
Got him the rose. Anna, what are you thinking?
No, I was just thinking, like,
your sweatshirt looks cute with the wallpaper, by the way. Okay, great. You're welcome.
She planned that.
I did.
I was curious, has anyone ever asked what she does for a living?
She apparently is an interior designer.
But they don't know that, right?
They're not asking her the right questions.
No.
I just literally can't remember what she does.
But then we saw her house, and it was like a hoarder's closet. It looked like she lived at home and had a hoarder's closet.
Also, someone told me they think her father is potentially gay, and so she doesn't have a chance.
Who's potentially gay?
Her father.
Well, we saw him with his flat iron hair. He was the hairdresser. He had flat ironed hair.
Why did I miss this?
You might have watched the special.
That's
where they go
when the
to her house
came.
And her dad's like a hairdresser with flat iron hair.
He has really flat ironed hair and it's long and he's in small town Alabama and it felt maybe like there's some confusion happening there.
Yeah, I don't know.
He pushed her into pageants.
Yeah, exactly. She does say that a lot. Like, people would always tell me what to do and how to be. It's like, it feels so clear that her pageant angst is coming out. Like, I'm tired of saying what I need to say and smiling all the time.
In spite of that, I mean, she does seem like she's got some good values. Like, I like it when she says, you know what? Like that she pulled Luke aside. She's like, you know what? I was thinking about that. Did not sit right.
I know.
With me.
She actually, there's parts of her that I'm like, go, girl. There's parts of her that's good instincts, but then she talks herself out of it because she wants to fuck him.
No, she's that's like, producers telling her, look, girl, you need to say this or you're going to look horrible.
You think?
I don't know. Because in the moment when he said it, she was like not happy about
it. I thought
it.
She looked like she was kind of zoning out because like when he talks, he's always saying something.
She was just
useless, thinking
of penis.
I think she's 75% there to like doing the right thing. Mm. But it is producers, I think, getting
like,
in her head.
Listen,
but
we're going to help you out, girl.
I think,
say this to
I mean,
him.
Chris went up to her and was like,
why do you like him?
Why do you like him? And she's just like,
what do you like about him? Even Chris in that moment was like, maybe it's time we send this emotionally abusive psychopath home.
Again.
She was like, okay, Chris. Ugh.
Yeah, get off my nut, Dad. Clearly I want to fuck him, okay?
Yeah.
Please, a girl's horny.
Yeah, even like Chris Harrison, who loves the drama, is like, this is bad.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So then we learn that she's been engaged twice. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
I didn't
been
know.
Love
that.
Twice.
She's been, but didn't she say engaged twice?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. She did.
At 24.
Wow. I think she just has to get engaged with anyone who she loves.
But that's also a Southern thing.
Yeah.
Because
you
should be married by 22 and have your first kid by 24.
And that might have been they like did it to have sex type thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's what it is. Exactly.
Well, we're engaged. We're almost there.
We can do it.
Put it halfway in.
Yeah. And Jesus still loves her.
Oh, my God. That's when I knew. I knew that he was going to make it farther because she hasn't said to him yet.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had sex and Jesus still loves me.
Yeah.
God,
he's still going to win. I still think he's going to win. Okay.
If he wins, I will. Like, I've been watching the show from the beginning. It's the only reality show I watch. I've literally been watching The Bachelor since it started 20 years ago, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
And if she chooses him, I will stop watching.
No, Kay. What about Paradise?
Except Paradise.
Demi's waiting for you in Paradise.
Fine. Okay. I can't take it.
But Luke P needs to be in Paradise.
Oh, God.
Like, no, he'll kill people.
Just like Chad almost did.
Too much open water
when
for Chad
him to, like, parents, when Chad shot his parents and was like, where's Chris Harrison? You're off with your mimosa.
Fuck you, Chris Harrison.
Fuck you, Chris Harrison. It's your mimosa and your robes. Okay, so then he came home and Jed was like, he was like, we were going to sauna. And Jed was like, ooh, I'm mad. My girlfriend back home has been gone too long. I'm horny. So he put on a sheepskin coat and he took his guitar just to get one more song in the episode for the three-peat. And he goes and he serenades that song down by the window.
What's an appropriate time to be serenading outside someone's house? Like 8:30, 9 o'clock?
Late. That was pretty late.
And it was also after she'd been like dry humping in a sauna all day. Somebody else.
I'll be upstairs like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah. Well, I know. He was like, when he was like, can I come up? Like, I remember I was thinking I would feel like I probably would have like zit cream on.
Yeah.
Like,
She was still perfectly made up, which she makes me think also a producer thing.
And she had on like sexy satin short. Like, who sleeps in that? It was like winter and snowing. Who flounces around in sexy satin shorts and like a camisole?
Well, they had to set up that shot outside for like 2 hours. Perfect lighting.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's hearing all that stuff go down.
They could just do something like, hey, you might want to get ready. Mm-hmm. Something might be happening tonight. Yeah. You might want to get ready type.
Okay. So then he comes up and he sings her a song. I want to slide that dress up your thighs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He just goes something. It really, really is a sin to be skin on skin on skin on skin. I don't know. Now that I know you had a girlfriend, I liked him less.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I thought he did get points. He didn't wear shoes on the bed. I was looking for that.
Oh.
I was like, all right,
oh,
yeah. Grown man.
That's true. That's true.
No shoes on the bed.
He did.
That is respectful.
Yeah. And then did Padgett said that he said, did he say, I'm in love for you? Or something?
Yes, he did.
He said, I'm in love for you.
Yeah, I'm in love for you.
I'm in love for you.
That's his new single coming out.
Was that then when they were like making out?
I'm in love for you.
I was listening for it.
Somebody tweeted us that it was Peter who said, I'm in love for you. But I think it was Jed said, I'm in love for you. I'm in love for you.
I like how after we finished, she's like, that was nice. You're fine. And then just like literally like pushed his guitar away. I was like, let's make out.
I mean, she's Peter piloting everybody.
Yeah.
He goes, I really want to say this. I mean this. I really know it because I feel it deeply. Okay, just say it. He's like, I really am falling in love for you.
Love for you.
I'm in love for you. Yeah, it sounds like a BTS song.
And she says,
like that boy with love song.
I'm thankful for you. And she's like, I'm thankful for you. And so then, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Luke and Garrett are fighting. I did express that to her, that it pissed me off. And I'm not getting in your lane, but when I'm driving in my lane, I look over and I see Hannah with you because you're into my lane. She's your girlfriend, but she's also my girlfriend.
Like we're both driving. I'm in my lane.
I can't.
If I'm driving stick.
Yeah, right.
But I'm in the carpool lane. So actually, I have a few people in my lane as well.
Dude, the lane. So I'm like stuck behind somebody in my lane, but I see your lane.
If I signal, you know I'm coming into your lane. It was like never ending.
He was like, promise me, this will not come up to me. He's like, why should I promise you anything, man? All of a sudden, Garrett got smoother.
Garrett got smooth, and the smoother he gets, the higher his hair gets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just edging towards the ceiling.
Yes, it's like a mushy she.
It's like, sleep well, dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sweet dreams.
Yeah, sweet dreams.
It's just sort of like, oh, I sleep right here.
It was oddly sexual, too, right? He's like,
yeah, sweet dreams. Sweet dreams, Lou. Sweet dreams, Lou.
Where did he sleep? Like on the couch?
Yes, like under, that. Like
I think that's because they all like have to share rooms and beds. Like they share beds a lot. Right. And I bet they're all like, fuck you. You're not sleeping with
yeah,
us.
I'm sleeping on the floor. Yeah. I'm sleeping under the stairwell.
So this is actually my bedroom, and so I'm ready to go to bed. Now I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Show yourself out.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Show yourself out. I don't know how we're going to pack for our amazing race trip because we need hot and cold.
Yeah, well, you only get one backpack.
Oh, and I'm not strong.
Hence why you only wear one outfit the whole time.
It better be cute.
Oh, yeah.
We need to research the warm weather, the cold weather stuff.
All we need is
stuff.
Those...
pom-pom hats.
What are those blankets that they're giving the migrant children?
Mylar blankets.
Mylar blankets.
Okay.
That's all we need, right?
Okay. I need a really cute pom-pom hat. I need sun protection to keep my face fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot. I'll be dragging a steamer trunk of like makeup behind. A ski mask.
Sun protection and warm.
I need sun protection. I need exactly. Okay, so then we have.
Sweet dreams, Luke.
Sweet dreams,
call
Luke.
Me if you need me.
That was a very erotic moment. I was like, yeah.
You've got my, you've got my cell number, right?
You saw him like coming, like computing it, and then he says it, and then he looks like real proud of himself.
Yeah. He did. He was so. He couldn't believe his, like, that he, like, actually in the moment. He had a good. It's so rare in the moment. So then Hannah's like, knock, knock, knock. Luke, can I talk to you for a minute? And then they're like, oh shit, it's bad, Hannah. Mommy's mad.
And did you notice how quickly? Yeah. And he like throws the pillow aside and
she
runs
was like,
out.
She was like, there's a few things that didn't sit well with me. Slap in the face. We all make boneheaded mistakes. Meeting family. Even if it was sexual, you are not my husband. You do not own me. You don't own my body. It's my body. I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
But then she shouldn't give him a fucking rose.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then he's like, I am not trying to control you. No, that's not right. You didn't hear that. You have to forgive me. This is all my fault. We're all doing our best. And he's like,
I'm being real. Just trying
like,
to be real
you
right
need
now.
To trust me. Can I say something right now? What? It's going to be worth it. If you just trust me, if you just keep fighting.
Yeah,
it's only going to get worse.
Worth it? It's you never have any fun with him.
No,
they've known each other for 20 hours and they've already gotten in 5 fights.
Yes, totally.
All they do is fight.
I never want you to misunderstand me again. If you are a guy and you are making women feel crazy, you're a bad guy.
Yes, Michael Provost.
She understood you loud and clear, dude. You're just an asshole.
You're a bad guy.
And then he apologizes. He apologizes for her misunderstanding him. Like, no, dude, apologize for what you fucking said.
Yeah.
It's like, you bonehead. I honestly didn't mean it like that, though. Like,
I think you didn't hear me right, Anna. Like,
he's kind of bonehead.
He is gaslighting. Like, that's gaslighting. I never fully knew what gaslighting is, but that's gaslighting.
This was also the only part where he got off the lane metaphor. I think he referred to himself as a train. He was like, yeah, we finally got it back on track. Yep. And I think all the producers just hung their head.
She's
there.
Like,
they were like, we're doing lanes.
This is the lane episode.
We're doing lanes.
This is the lane episode. Well, you can't go the track. It's the track or the lane.
But then they fire back up the lanes again when the boys are then talking in the room about it. And they're like, yeah, and he told me we stick your hand out the window. And he was looking at my lane. Well, if you look at your lane, you're going to swerve.
I know.
I thought it was in that moment also he was like, you know, and, you know, because he told us that. And they're like, wait, are you blaming? He's like, no, I'm thanking him. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he did. He, like, yelled at Garrett. And then they're like, wait, are you, like, because what did they – fuck, what was it? He's like, are you blaming him for this?
Tyler.
He's like, no, I'm thanking him.
I love Tyler. I love Tyler.
You're losing your mind.
Tyler goes – keep puffing up your chest, big man, big dog. And he's like, what? What? He's like, you keep trying to be a big dog, huh? You're the big dog. And he's like, And then
he's
they're
also,
like,
yeah, he's like the smallest guy there, too.
Yeah.
He's like 5'6".
Yeah, they're
but
like,
he's buffer, but he's like,
they
so
oh,
they
made sure
him.
They said that, too. He's like, 5'6".
Wait, who's 5'6"?
Luke
is tiny.
I think he's 5'8".
Yeah,
I think they did say 5'8", but still, they made sure they put that height in there.
Very tall guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Tyler, they come in, they're like, "There's no cocktail party." And they're like, "Oh, three in a row, you fucker! Three in a row." Because these guys haven't seen her. They haven't even seen her.
That was like almost a sitcom moment where they all were like, oh, you fucking idiot. And he's like, what?
And, then he goes, this isn't my fault.
They're like,
they're like, good job, Trace. Good job, Trace.
Yeah. What did, I took a photo of it because it cracked me up so much. Luke goes, this isn't my fault. And then Mike goes, it's your fault, bro. Shut the fuck up.
I love also when she gave Luke the rose, she was like, there's goodness inside of you.
Oh, God.
I see it.
That's why they deserve each other. They're both so creepy.
And then she's like, I'm either falling in love with Luke or Luke's making me go crazy.
Option two.
And then it's at the end, I did love, even though Jed got another song in, I love watching Tyler dancing once Mike says, bring me to the church. Yes. I love watching the Riga song and Tyler C with his whole body getting brought to the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He and Dustin are like legit good friends now.
Are they?
Dustin and Tyler, yeah. They like hang out and they just like, they just went to someone's house to watch The Bachelorette.
Which
with
one
them.
Is Dustin? Nose ring?
Nose ring, yeah.
So Dustin and Dylan
he just got cut. He seemed really sweet. Unfortunately, we never saw him because everything is just, you know, the Luke drama takes over everything.
I didn't know who Dylan was.
He was the shorter guy.
He's really cute. He's sweet, cute,
Dylan
shy.
Dylan and Dustin got no time because everything's just
never kissed her, I don't think, right?
No.
Not that we saw.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't kissed her at this point, then just pack her bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, it's like we don't even get to see them talk because everything's just about fucking Luke. Mm-hmm.
Luke is the worst. Who do you think is going to win? Lance.
At this point, I'm still going for Peter Pilot.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, or he's going to be the Bachelor.
I think Jed or Luke.
It depends on if that girlfriend thing comes up.
I think the girlfriend thing might come up afterwards and it'll be a disaster.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win? You think Peter Pilot, Michael?
Yeah, doubling down on Peter.
Okay, Rob.
I think I'm rooting for Tyler.
Yeah.
But I'd be cool with Peter.
Who do you think will win?
I'm going to say Peter. I think Peter will
win. Who do you think will win, Anna?
I'm thinking Peter, and I'm hoping Tyler is the Bachelor.
Yeah. Okay, you think Peter's
I'm the same. Yeah, like, I would love... I still think my before the show even started, the first episode, my theory was that Peter Pilot would be the Bachelor. But I think Tyler would make a fantastic Bachelor, because he's just so smart.
Tyler might be the Bachelor. I think it's either going to be Jed or Luke.
I don't feel like it's going to be Jed, because...
I
just don't see it. They're so.
I hope
so
it's Luke.
Basic.
That would make my whole entire season if it's Luke.
If it's
like you deserve it. Yes.
I mean, honestly, if she does choose Luke, then fuck her. She deserves it.
That's right. Exactly.
That's how I felt.
She deserves
episode two.
Yeah. It's
choose him.
I just can't wait till they have the Jesus conversation. I think that's.
I think it's gonna be next. Mm-hmm. Wait.
I think that's.
It's gonna probably be Fantasy Suites. Yeah.
Right before, this is what I think happens, right before they're about to, like, they have that date where then she, like, offers him, like, the Chris Harrison note or whatever, and then he's going to say that crap about, like, I don't want you to have sex with anyone else, and then she's going to lose her mind. I think she's going to send him home.
I think you might be right. I think you might be right. And, like, also, he comes on here acting like she shouldn't be going into Fantasy Suites. Has he watched the show?
Yeah, right.
Did she think he was going to get that card where it says, if you choose? And she goes, oh, no, I'm okay. I'll go back to my own suite.
Yeah, and the previews allude to the fact that she does bang one of them.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was the Luke. So
I think it's Peter Pilot.
I think it's Peter Pilot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about Jed?
I think you're right. I think
what
she
about Jed?
Sends him home.
I think she bangs them all because she's so horny for them all.
She should bang them all.
Yeah, she has
she
every
should bang
right to.
Every guy there. Right now.
And she should be like, can I pull an extra, get a fifth fantasy? Or no, is it three
four.
Or four? Four.
She'll get four.
Yeah, she's super horny. Will you guys help me pick Tweet of the Week? There's so many good ones. I'm going to have more than normal in the container. We're going to narrow it down to two.
Okay.
3D Dorito at Jashal. The premiere of Naked and Afraid is real different this year.
Cool.
Jenny Hunt at Genesuela. Luke P was acting mad, but we all know he was relieved he didn't go on the naked date, so she doesn't have to see his steroid balls until they are in their marriage bed.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll note that one
That's
down.
Contented.
Lauren Johnson at @words_by_Liz. Jed, quote, and this next song is about my girlfriend back home. I mean you. It's definitely about you, Hannah, and no one else.
That's great.
That was up there.
Mm-hmm. Lauren Johnson, same one. Jed, quote, I'll never tell a lie. Also, Jed neglects to inform Hannah about his girlfriend back home when What's-His-Face was getting dressed down for his back home girlfriend. Mm-hmm. True story.
True story.
Alexis Madsen at ABC Madsen's Team Jed is his own Tennille Arts.
Very true.
That's funny.
Okay. Jenny Hanna, Genesuela. Peter Pilot comes back from the best date ever. Jed throws on a pilot bomber jacket and runs for Hannah with his guitar. Okay. Jenny Hanna, Genesuela. And so I say unto thee, keep my name out your mouth, Luke P. Jesus.
Oh, that's a good photo.
That's a good photo, too. 2.0 at Shelley 2.0. We spend too much time talking about poor Hannah. Let's have a moment of silence for every girl who boned Luke P. before Jesus spoke to him in the shower.
I would love for those women to come out.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised no one's come out yet saying that he was abusive.
Ronnie at Rontamonaba. I can't say that right. Producer. Well, we spent the music performance budget on all these candelabras for the rose ceremony. If only one of the contestants was a professional singer-songwriter looking to make his big break on national television.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, we'll do a few more. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. How long will it take for Rachel to come back now that we finally found a Peter that's all the way in?
Yes. Thank you.
Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Please, Hannah, straddle and dry hump the guitar, whatever it takes to stop him singing. All right, I'm going to narrow it down to... Seth Vatt at Basebone One. How long will it take Rachel to come back now that we finally found a Peter that's all the way in?
How's it going?
And I'm going to go for
what was the like second one?
Jed, this is Lauren Johnson at Words by Jed. Jed, and this next song is about my girlfriend back home. I mean, it's you. It's definitely about you, Hannah, and no one else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely top player.
Next song or
Rachel?
Rachel. Mm. Next song or Rachel and Peter?
I'm kind of liking the Peter.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was a little, yeah.
I like the Peter.
Good
Rachel
use of
one.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We'll go Peter.
Jed, I have no idea who Rachel is.
Okay, great. All right, Seth Vatt, you won. How long will it take Rachel to come back now that we finally found a Peter that's all the way in? Oh, my God. Like us on iTunes. Email us. Let's see. Here's our latest ones this week. Best podcast, coolest host, 5 stars. Arden, Anna, and Katie are hilarious, and I love how they goof on the contestants, but also really love the show. I honestly only watch The Bachelor Fringe so I can listen to the podcast. On another note, I love when Arden and company eat food on the pod. That's self-care. In addition, Arden's songs are amazing and bring me joy. I'm Tennille Arts level, and the songs she made for my sister and I are stunning. Thank you, Arden. Well, thank you, Mac. Let's see. Great, but do they ever read behind-the-scenes stuff? 5 stars. Zookeeper 979. Okay, definitely the most funny batch pod out there, and the songs guests are always on point. My only complaint is that sometimes it's like no one has watched the teasers that disprove or at least complicate their speculation about what's going to happen. Well, the teasers are fake, though.
Yeah, they're edited.
And to be fair to last week's episode, we really had nothing to talk about because there was nothing to break down, so it was all just guessing.
We're allowed to theorize.
Yeah.
But
they
ideas.
Edit them to like make it.
Oh, they trick you. Just like
they trick you.
Just like in this last episode that GMA does a commercial alluding the fact that Luke P was going to be the guest before they I'm like,
who was the guest? I was wondering.
It was Hannah.
No, it was somebody kicked off.
It had to be Dustin or Dylan.
It was one of the guys that was kicked off.
But yeah, they made it seem like it was like 100%.
I'm like, well, they just ruined it.
I know.
Like,
I know. I was like, did ABC really just fucking do this?
They
okay. For like a second.
All right. So then we got a nice email. And then we're just wrapping up right here. We got a nice email. This is from Shabrina Z. Okay. This is Blake before Paradise. There's a report saying that Blake slept with Kaylin at Stagecoach, then slept with Christina 2 days later. Later, then attempted to do the same with Taisha to fly her to town, but failed, and then met up with Hannah G 2 weeks before Paradise, and all of them are going to be in Paradise.
What?
I heard that's true.
Blake's been drinking a lot and partying, so I believe it.
Which one's Blake?
Blake was the sweet. Blake was the sweet one who had the
Becca.
On Becca season.
Yeah. He had the school shooting, and his mom left. His mom left her husband for the basketball coach,
and everyone knew.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Except for Blake.
So he's been. Yeah. So he's like James Tayloring all the ladies.
That's unfortunate because he seemed really sweet and like.
Is he a singer songwriter too?
No. He was.
That's what fame will do to you.
No, exactly.
Or salesman or something. Wait, did you see the commercial where Nick Viall and Eric Bigger? They do like the thing where they are trying to date that new Annabelle doll.
That was weird as shit.
They're like,
oh yeah,
yeah. I was like.
They're totally doing the Bravo thing.
Yeah. They're also like just trying to hold on to what they can.
And Nick was also in the Halo Top commercial.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of improv
Nick's
though
very
lately,
desperate.
Bachelor.
Go for it, Nick. I don't care.
He's an actor now.
We got an email from Lauren Nickerson. Dear Arden Bunny, do you think Peter looks like a mini shrunken Jason Segel? That's all I see. Look for it. I promise you'll see it too. Do you think so?
No. I can't see it.
No. Okay, there was somebody that sent us Jed and Jed's Head from Lily Bart. I adore your pod. Week after week, I've been waiting for a discussion about Jed and more specifically the crazy candy corn shape of his head. I was in, you know, this. I literally, all I see when he speaks, now that he has may have had a girlfriend the entire time of filming, I feel like he no longer deserves restraint nor pity.
Yeah.
A discussion of the fact that his facial features are crowded on the lower third of his face.
That's true.
He's got Frankenstein.
Oh, he tries. Oh, no, they have Mega Mind and then his candy cones swirling. Hair on his head like Buddy Pine from The Incredibles. Well
my friends in the Hill think Jimmy Neutron, and this is Jimmy Neutron, and he 100% does.
Oh, I can see that. Here's the photos. I can see that. I could see those.
Jimmy Neutron?
I mean, yeah, these are all... Well, okay. I mean, look. I mean, now that he does have a girlfriend, I you know... Things are happening. Look, I looked like Barb from Stranger Things, so I can't throw stones in glass houses. Guys... Everybody, where can people find you? Where do people, do you have anything you want to promote, Michael Provost? Where can people find you? You reluctantly do Instagram, but people love you on there.
Listen to James Taylor.
The good one, right?
The good one. The good one.
He's got Fire and Rain. Yep. How are you, did you enjoy your time on the podcast?
I did. Yeah.
It's so pleasant having you here. You're such a joy and a delight.
Thank you.
Thank you for my purse.
Thank you for a great season. It's been a lot of fun. You can find me on the Instagram that I reluctantly do at Michael Provost. That's it. P-R-O-V as in Victor, O-S-T.
You have beautiful photos.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Lance Bass?
Yes.
Well, we'll see you in Amazing Race, obviously.
Yeah, we'll be on Amazing Race.
I'll see you and I do my magic act opening. Where can people find you? What do you want to promote?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm just on Instagram. I don't really use the Twitter
me
and
neither.
All that anymore.
Me too.
But, yeah, I like pictures, so Instagram me, at Lance Bass.
Great. And if you want to rent one of his cool, you have the bubble pop.
Oh, the bubble tap.
Bubble tap if you have like a wedding or something. They're really cute.
Go Google. I don't even know our website. Bubble Tap trailer.
They're adorable.
Oh, and watch my movie, my latest movie. It's the Boy Band Con, the Lou Pearlman story. YouTube premium.
I have to watch that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
I bet.
It's like crazy.
Rob Benedict!
Arden.
I missed you.
I
love you so much.
I love you too.
You're my friend. Where can people find you?
Instagram at R-O Benedict and Twitter at Rob Benedict. And yeah, new season of Supernatural starts shooting next month.
Wait, what season is this?
It's the final season, season 15.
Oh my god!
Whoa.
Last season. Yeah, crazy.
Have people been on the whole time?
There are the handful of people. Handful of people, and then the rest of us kind of.
They never have to work again for the rest of their lives.
I mean, really, they're just two leads, and then a third.
I'm going to send them a Venmo request for $17,000.
Here's the thing. Yeah, they share a private plane together, so they're doing well.
Yeah, they're really?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, they're doing all right.
I'm
at Arden Marine at Arden Marine MYRIN on Instagram. That's my fave. Mm-hmm. And Insatiable Season 2 comes out sometime in 2019. We don't know when. They have to edit the whole thing. Yeah. Tana, Katie, what do you want to promote?
How expensive is it to own a private plane?
Really expensive. doesn't our former guest from Silicon Valley have a plane?
Oh yeah, but he's a pilot.
But doesn't he have a plane?
I don't know if he has his own plane, but he just has like he flies like little two seaters.
Oh, okay. I think he has a plane.
One day we're gonna get our own plane and have Peter Pilot be our pilot.
What's the one where you like jet suite or some
jet suite? Yeah.
When we win the amazing race,
we could invest our earnings in a plane.
Done. Yes, for a million dollars, we're gonna buy Peter Pilot.
Yeah, well, you can if you love The Bachelor and Middle Eastern news, check out my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous. That's I have like three fans who are like the cross section of
great.
That.
Great.
I love it. If you live in LA right now, all the shelters are full and they are desperately seeking fosters for dogs and cats.
Okay.
If you go to 4 days, yep, 4 days for life, and that's the number 4 and then FOR for the next one, 4daysforlife.com, you can find out more info.
You know, we love shelter pets. This time of year, a lot of the animals get scared because of the fireworks and they run away and then the shelters get really full. So if you can house.
Or if you want to adopt a dog, you can go do that. That's how I got Bunny. I fostered her last year and then we fell in love and kept her.
I'm not allowed to adopt any more pets.
cats, but if I...
Because you need more. You need more cats.
I have a full cat cafe happening.
I run a zoo at my own home right now, and I'm not allowed to walk anywhere.
How many do you have?
I have three.
And I have
two cats
four.
And a dog, and it's madness. They're all about the same size.
But they're all great, and we should encourage people to go to
yes,
the doctor.
I'm just saying, it's wonderful to have a home full of animals who just want to lay on top of you.
Right. Michael's dating Mittens. Michael's Mittens' Atlanta boyfriend. She loves him. Yeah. Well, let's play out a song and get a really cute photograph. And that's it. Thank you so much. Bye!
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. Got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.